everybody. It is the Singing Siren. I hope you're all doing great today. All right. So I've gotten numerous requests and private messages and just people asking in general about the voice and singing and all these things. So I've decided to create a series that will be in Backstage for a few weeks or so, whenever I can, called Singing with the Siren. That's me. So I decided that I would make kind of a little mini voice lesson thing for people who are interested in singing. And some of these things aren't just for the singing voice, but they can also be used to help with the speaking voice as well. So I thought I would just give a little introduction about my passion about the voice and where I kind of started. And then today we're going to talk about breathing, and then next time we'll talk a little bit about the actual voice and singing and whatnot. But I thought I would just lay the foundation down for you. So in real life, I'm a singer and I'm a voice teacher. I've been teaching voice lessons privately one-on-one for probably about 3 years now, ever since I graduated in 2013. I have my bachelor's in music with an emphasis in vocal performance. I absolutely adore singing. It is possibly my most favorite thing to do. There's just nothing like it. I feel the most myself, the most connected to art and to humanity when I'm singing. I've always been singing ever since I was a little girl. It's just where I feel beautiful. So I've just been always so passionate about singing and music. And that's kind of the one thing that I really fell in love with about teaching, is that I get to take this passion and give it to other people. And that is really rewarding. And it's really wonderful to see other people get excited about something that you're excited about. So it's a lot of fun. So I do usually teach one-on-one privately. So I've taken the things that I teach and I translated it into a group setting like this would be. So I'm going to give a lot of basic things, basic techniques and things like this. That's useful and general for everybody, because everybody has different voices. So for example, the things that I work on for my voice might not be the things that Mr. So-and-so down the block might need, or Mrs. So-and-so up the block might need. So if you have specific things that you need for your voice, if you have questions, concerns, comments, anything like that, feel free to message me. Comment below, anything like that, and I will do my very best to my ability to help you with these things. You know, there's going to be the times where things are going to work for you, and there's going to be times when things don't work for you, and that's okay. Lord knows I've had plenty of things that have not worked for me over the years, and there's been some struggles and whatnot, but we all deal with that when we're learning something new. So I hope that if you want to come and go with me, that you will, to have fun. It's going to be a great time. I'm looking forward to this. I really hope that people are wanting to learn how to sing and that this is helpful for their voices and whatnot. So that's just a little introduction about the siren and why she sings and whatnot. And yeah, so today we're going to talk about breathing. Breathing is the foundation of singing. It is like the gas for the car, right? Without gas, you're not going to be able to go anywhere, right? So that's the same thing for breathing. I'm going to give you some tips and stuff how to breathe. We're going to talk about how we should breathe properly. I'll give you some exercises, things to work through, and then it's on you. So once I give you these tools, then it's your turn to go out and try them and see if they work, and hopefully they do. And I think, you know, if you are diligent and you practice these things every day or whenever you can, you're going to notice a difference. The more you practice, the more you're going to feel that difference. The less you practice, you're not going to get you're not going to progress as fastly as someone who's practicing every day. But, you know, sometimes people vary. Voices are so different. Every voice is different and unique. That's why every voice needs something different. But these are things that we all can use. okay? So first things first, before we even jump into breathing, we're going to talk about what standing looks like and posture and things like that. So when we're standing, we want to make sure that there's almost like there's a string at the top of our head and it's pulling us up. So it's lining us up, okay? So we want to make sure that our shoulders are back, that our knees are unlocked, and that our legs, they're shoulder width apart, okay? And we're on the balls of our feet. So that's kind of what good posture looks like. If you need help, you can always go against the wall and kind of line yourself up like that. Watch yourself in the mirror. That's going to be a big thing. I recommend that if you are serious about wanting to learn how to sing, find a mirror that you can see the majority of yourself in, whether it's floor length or just a big bathroom mirror or something, because sometimes we think that we might look a certain way and then we look in the mirror and we're completely wrong or something like that. So a mirror is really helpful because then it tells us exactly what we need to do and what we're doing right or wrong, okay? So that's standing with good posture. Now, breathing. So I'm going to show you how not to breathe, okay? So if you've ever gone running before or done activities and you breathe a lot up in kind of your, in the collarbone area, in the shoulders, that breathing's really shallow, right? But this isn't the kind of breathing we want in singing, because if I go like this, I don't have any more air to go, right? That's all, because it's a shallow breath. So instead of breathing up in the shoulders, we want to breathe way down in the lower stomach, okay? So what we're going to imagine is that we're going to imagine that there is a rubber tire all the way around to the lower stomach, the hips, and the lower back, okay? And when we breathe, it's going to fill up with air. So essentially what that means is all of these muscles down here are going to release, okay? So if you're wearing pants, it's kind of where the fly is, okay? So way down there, we want to breathe all the way down there, okay? So not where your diaphragm is. We don't breathe from the diaphragm. It does, it's the diaphragm is kind of behind the lungs and just a tad bit lower, but that's too high to breathe. So we don't want to breathe there, okay? That's an obsolete term. Just throw it out. Don't think about it anymore. We don't breathe from the diaphragm. We breathe from much, much, much lower, okay? It's like the pit of our stomach, okay? So what we're gonna do is we're just gonna take a few seconds to just breathe in and out through an open O, like that, okay? And just feel that deep breath. Feel like you're breathing from your hips, okay? So breathe in and out. Keep breathing. I'm just going to talk for a second. So as you're breathing, notice that if you take your thumb and put it in your belly button, you want it to really release, okay? So feel like that stomach, just let it all go, all those muscles, okay? If anything doesn't make sense, just let me know in the comments or private message me and I can clarify some things, okay? Just as a little disclaimer. So when you're breathing, it's all down there, okay? Good. So it's gonna feel really weird at first. It's gonna feel like you're learning how to breathe all over again. When I first learned how to breathe like this in singing, it took me a long time to get it and for my body to kind of, to loosen up. Especially if you're a really tense person, you hold a lot of tension in your body, it's gonna take time for you to get that lower breath, okay? But each time you practice, think that it's sinking lower and lower, okay? Then there's a few exercises I'm going to give you to help you engage this lower breath. So there's things that you can do to help. You can sit in a chair and lean forward and kind of put your hands on your hips in the lower back and push into the back and breathe and see if you feel any sort of expansion, okay? If you don't, if that exercise doesn't work for you, there's a few others you can try. You can go against the wall and do a wall sit. So just go against the wall, slide down like you're almost going to sit in a chair with your knees bent. Breathe there. See if you can feel it, a deep breath even lower there. You can you can bend over standing up. So when you bend over, think that your head is filling up with sand and it's pulling you all the way to the bottom, and you're just going to hang loose. You're going to let everything go. You're going to let your head go. Your arms are going to hang, and you're just going to breathe there, okay? So we're not changing anything about the breathing. We're just changing the way that we're positioned, and that's going to help us feel a deeper, lower breath, okay? You can also lay on the floor or on your bed. That's a great thing to do because when we're lying down, we're actually positioned in the way that we need to be. So if you've ever noticed when you're lying in bed at night and you're, you know, it's been a long day and you finally lie down, you're like, oh, I'm so relaxed, finally. That's the kind of breathing we want. When you're just completely relaxed, there's no tension in the body, okay? So that's something else that you can practice. Now, a breathing exercise I'm going to give you, as well as all these other things that you're going to practice, just practice breathing in general, but something that will help build your lung capacity and build stronger breath is if you breathe in and out through a straw. So what you're going to do is you're going to take a straw, some sort of like a pop straw. You can use a coffee stir stick kind of straw, but I would recommend not. But anything that has just a good, it's just open a little bit more wider than a coffee straw. Okay. So you're going to take that straw, put it in your mouth. And as you're still standing and breathing, you're going to breathe in. And then when you breathe out, you're going to breathe out all the air you possibly can. So you're going to just keep going. So for those of you that maybe don't have a straw with you, we're going to try something. We're just going to go on a like an S. Okay. So we're going to breathe in and out. And then keep going and do that for a few times. Now, if you can go more than me, great. If you can't right away, that's fine. But just keep trying to go more and more and more and push yourself, okay? So we're gonna try it again. We're gonna breathe in and then we're gonna breathe out and let all the breath go. And think that when you're breathing, both in and out, it's coming from the lower stomach. So don't raise your shoulders up. Let those drop back. Let those rest naturally. And just breathe in from your lower stomach. Breathe in and out. Good. Now, like I said before, it's going to feel really weird at first. You might even feel a little lightheaded afterwards. That's normal. It's just we're not used to using our full lung capacity or breathing from this place because I'm speaking from a woman's behalf, and men are like this too, I find, but we tend to really hold on tightly to the abdominal muscles because we want to appear to be toned or to be, you know, thinner or whatever, right? So we're not used to letting these muscles go. We might not like that at first. I know that I've struggled with years for doing that, and I realize there's not much difference in between, like, me sucking it in and holding these muscles tightly to me releasing it. You're going to find that when you sing, even when you speak, that breathing from here, it's going to make a difference in your voice. So this is the number one foundation of singing, is learning how to breathe properly. So practice these things on your own. See if this helps. If you have any questions, please let me know and I will do my best to help you. But I hope that you're excited about this series. I will try to get out audios when I can. It's a little tricky sometimes because I do have two roommates. Actually, I have a new roommate moving in. Could get tricky now and then to record stuff, but I will do my best. And like I said, if you have any questions, comments, please message me or comment, and I will do my best to get back to you. I hope you all have a fantastic day, and I will see you later. All right, goodbye for now.